You're listening to the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented by Duffy Sports Grill, broadcasting live from the ACC Media Days. Here's Theo Dorsey.
You know, here at ACC Kickoff, one of the best things about this event, 2 days there's media parties, and both of them they gave us, you know, open bar treatment. That means free drinks, which I took full advantage of. But you know what? You know what? Nothing can beat free drinks, and I can't promise you that anywhere, but you know at Duffy Sports Grill, there's 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day. That's right. When you walk in there at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, right before close, it doesn't matter when, you pay for two drink or you pay for one drink, you get two. Special deal, and then go along with the 80-plus TVs in every location. You can watch all of your college football action there on Saturdays coming up for this season. One team that has a lot of eyes on them this year will be the Louisville Cardinals, and especially here in Palm Beach County, we're going to have our eyes locked in on Louisville, Miami. It's going to be the first year debuting the Schnellenberger Bronze Boot Trophy. It's a new rivalry budding here in the ACC, and of course I had to talk with head coach of Louisville, Jeff Brohm, about just how special that is for him. He actually played for Howard Schnellenberger back in college, and now he'll be coaching in the first ever game involving just a historic figure, not just in Palm Beach County, but in college football as a whole. Here's Louisville head coach, Jeff Brohm. Head coach of the Louisville Cardinals. How does that sound, first and foremost? I know you've been hearing it a lot now, but this is a homecoming for you in more ways than one. Being back here at the helm at Louisville, just what? How do you take all of that in?
Well, it sounds good. I mean, I'm so familiar with the program and the town, the university, and anytime you go back to your hometown and alma mater, you're going to run into a lot of familiar faces, people that you grew up with, people that you played ball with, and, you know, those. It's fun to communicate and to get to know them and to see what's going on in their life. So right now, they're all expecting big things. It's up to me to help navigate that, us in the right direction to get it done. But that's what's exciting is it's challenging. Today's college athletics, you never know who's going to win, but whoever's going to put the work in and be willing to figure it out, I think, has a chance to win. So we've got to make sure we do our part.
Now, obviously, on the outside looking in, you saw what this team was like last year. 8-win team, got the bowl win, some good highlights out of this squad. What was your perspective on what they were watching on the outside looking in, and now that you've been able to be here with a lot of these returners, what do you think of the team that you got coming into 2023?
You know, every team is different, and you just kind of evaluate and analyze the current makeup of your team. But I do think we have a lot of returning veterans that have done a really good job. They're battle-tested. They've played some good football teams. They found ways to overcome adversity. And we've just tried to add some new pieces to create some competitiveness to help them play even better. I think the more guys you have that can play at a high level, the better your team's going to be. So I feel like we've addressed that pretty well through the transfer portal, through recruiting. I think our team right now is better than we were at the end of the spring, without question. And now it's just a matter of gelling that together through fall camp and getting ready for our first game against Georgia Tech.
Again, Coach Jeff Brohm, Louisville Cardinals football coach. I do want to hit on this. I know you don't. Coaches never like looking ahead in the schedule at all, but for us in Palm Beach County, and I'm sure for you as well, the Miami game this year is going to mean a whole lot to the Louisville program, to the Miami program, and even again in Palm Beach County where Howard Schnellenberger is the father of football at FAU. You played for Coach Howard Schnellenberger when you were at Louisville. Now you get to coach Louisville in the first game for the bronze boot statue. First off, did you the trophy, when you heard it was the bronze cowboy boots, what came to mind first for you?
Well, whether it's the boots or the pipe, I knew it had to be one of those two. But, you know, I was fortunate enough to play for Coach Schnellenberger. This is a guy that had an uncanny ability to build programs. And when you look at Hall of Fame coaches, yeah, there's a lot of great ones, but he's a Hall of Fame coach, in my opinion. To take the University of Louisville when they were at a dismal point to where it went, to take the University of Miami when they were at a dismal point to where it went and it is now, to take FAU when they're starting up a program and build those programs, that's not easy to do. He did it 3 different places. Worked under the legendary Paul Bear Bryant, coached with Don Shula, the only undefeated championship team. He was their offensive coordinator. I mean, this guy's done it all. So to to play a game in honor of him is a great testament to him and his family, and we're looking forward to that game. Anytime you play Miami in third place, you're playing a ton of talent, a ton of speed, and it's going to be a tough battle.
Now, we in Palm Beach County talk about that a lot, that stinky rule that the college football Hall of Fame has, where that's holding Howard Schnellenberger out of it right now. That's a battle we fight. For you, knowing what his legacy is, do you feel like this generation of college football players even have a great enough understanding of just how impactful Howard Schnellenberger was for football and all of these different stops? And also on top of that, how much of his teachings, how much of what you gained through him do you kind of pour into your locker room? Because I'm sure at Louisville, at the very least, and at Miami and at FAU, they know what it means to when you talk about Howard Schnellenberger.
Well, unfortunately, this generation probably doesn't realize all the things he was able to accomplish, or realize how hard that was, what he was able to do. Us older guys, we do understand that. We respect it. So, as you know, I'm a big fan, him and his wife, Beverly, mean the world to me. They've done a great job at every spot they've been. They're football guys. They're real people that have put in the work. So it's exciting to see that happen. But, as far as our team right now, as we get closer to that game and what it represents, we'll definitely, bring up the elements that Coach Schnellenberger did, because, he had the uncanny ability. One of his best attributes is he made his team, when they took the field, believe that they could beat anybody. And he did it in a way that he was brash in his approach. He would tell the world, hey, we're on a collision course for the national championship. The only variable is time. He wasn't scared to speak his mind. And because of it, his team felt that they could beat anybody. So I give him a lot of credit. He did it better than anybody I've been around, and I've been around a lot of coaches, so he was one of the greatest of all time and should be in the Hall of Fame.
Right. And again, we're going to keep fighting that yes. Good fight. Coach Jeff Brohm here, Louisville head coach, also played under Howard Schnellenberger. I have to ask you about now your current football team. I just got done talking with Ashton Gelati on the defensive line. He's pumped. He's a Palm Beach County native, so we got to catch up a little bit about that. But then he's talking about this new defense. He was coy with me. He didn't give me any details, but he says he might be sliding out to the edge a little bit. What do you like about his game? What stood out to him? And why is he one of the guys that you guys picked to be one of the three representing Louisville?
Well, Ashton's done a really good job, and he came in as not really highly recruited. He's continuing to work and develop. He's got a really sneaky ability to him where he's got quickness, he's got speed, but he's got tremendous explosiveness and strength with him. So he has the ability to kind of bull rush the tackle and push him back, and the next play go around him real quickly. He can play multiple positions. So we're excited about him. He works really hard. He's a good leader, and he's represented this program in the utmost way.
Last question here for you, Coach Brohm. You guys, obviously, you're going to want to make your imprint on what the Louisville program is going to be during your tenure here coming up for this college football season. But with everything else going around in the ACC, with everything else going around in college football, how do you kind of make sure your players are just staying focused on the task at hand there and making sure that leadership, some of the older guys in the locker room, are making sure things that maybe you don't even have your eyes on are tight and ready so that on Saturdays the Cardinals look the best that they go?
Well, I think in today college football, anybody in this ACC can win. There's a lot of parity from top to bottom, and without question, we want to push the envelope in this conference, and by going to no divisions, develop a great championship game where we get a great champion out of that. And then, of course, moving forward in the playoff, being able to get 1, 2, 3, 4 teams in the playoff. And I just think when you win, and if you can find a way to win a national championship with one of our teams in our conference, then it brings unbelievable credibility that this conference has a lot of skill, a lot of talent, great quarterback play, and can beat anybody in college football.
Thanks for your time, Coach Jeff Brohm. I'm sure the first one not to ask you about the quarterback play here.
Got it. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you. And that game for the Howard Schnellenberger Bronze Boots going to be November 18th at Hard Rock Stadium, Canes versus Cardinals. Be locked in on that one. We're still locked in ACC kickoff talk here. Theo Dorsey from, again, second floor up the downtown Charlotte Weston. ACC kickoff is great. Day two, day three, maybe not as frequented as day one, but you know what? On day two, we had a special conversation with head coach of the Pitt Panthers, Pat Narduzzi. Narduzzi isn't just a guy who's been there for past 8 years, model of consistency. He also has the Pitt Panthers with the second most wins in the ACC since 2015. Here's Pat Narduzzi on ACC Kickoff, presented by the Orange Bowl, ESPN West Palm, and of course, Duffy Sports Grill. Theo Dorsey with ESPN 106.3, joined by head coach of the Pitt Panthers, and also, one of the sharpest dressed dudes here with the pop of blue, the window pane suit. It's beautiful, Pat Narduzzi. First off, how does it feel to be coming here off of a 9-win season, coming here with the new look ACC? They're dropping the divisions. You got the new team. What's the feeling around Pitt for you right now?
You know, going into season number 9, you know, I feel like it's my first year going into it. You know, everything's fresh, and we're looking forward to it. I mean, you know, when it gets to August 1st, football season starting, you know, it can't be a better time to be living right now.
Now, do you look at these things like ACC Kickoff more as like an obligation? Like, oh, here I go. I got to go talk to random people like Theo and ESPN West Palm. Or is it more of like an opportunity to keep pushing what you've been doing for the past 9 years with Pitt?
It's a little bit of both, really. I mean, it's an obligation that you have to do it. But I enjoy coming in here and getting to meet all you guys and getting on and promoting Pitt football. It's what it's all about. Our guys deserve the promotion.
One of the guys newly minted coming into Pitt is Maverick Gracio out of Cardinal Newman, a freshman, going to be coming in on the defensive line. We've covered him the past 3-4 years. He's been quarterback's nightmares, and he's hoping to be doing that at the ACC level. What is it about him that you've kind of gotten a feel for so far, and how do you think over the next 3-4 years he's going to add to what you guys have been doing at Pitt?
Yeah, he's a big son of a gun, I can tell you that. He's athletic. He's tough. He works hard. We've really enjoyed the month and a half that he's been on campus with us. Coach Partridge, our D-line coach, you know, Fort Lauderdale guy, mm-hmm. South Florida guy. I mean, he's going to be able to coach him. You know, he recruited him from that area. So we're excited about Maverick and his future. You know, is the future now? Is the future going to be in a year or two? Either way, you know, he's a good kid that's going to, you know, trust the process, and we'll get a chance to develop him.
And speaking of that process, what is your method generally with young guys and even transfers, now that transfer is such a big deal, with these newcomers, what's your process with seeing how fit they are to get an opportunity to start or play early, as well as just kind of testing them up against the guys that you already got in the locker room?
Well, the NCAA gives us 4 opportunities to get 4 games out of them. Okay, so that's the first thing. So they get a 4-game, you know, deal where we can get them out there and hopefully get some guys out in our opener against Wofford, you know, before we, you know, jump into 11 Power 5 games after that. So we got a heck of a schedule, but you know, we get 4 opportunities to see those guys, and you know, we're going to play those young guys if we can. You know, and sometimes you get burnt by it by playing some of those guys. You hope it doesn't cost you a football game because the older guys will go crazy.
Yeah.
But you know, we're going to play those young guys and find out what they've got, you know, especially early, and see if they can help us as the season goes on.
Now, I know you had your podium talk earlier, and you had the comments about the NIL and a potential cap. Would you be able to further elaborate on that? I know some people are giving you heat on it. You're more
they
so
are?
Talking about
who's giving me heat.
Just check Twitter. Just check Twitter a little bit. But what are your thoughts right now on the state of NIL?
Let's check Twitter right now.
Yeah.
Hey, the first thing is I want our kids to make as much as possible.
Yeah.
You can set the limit at 10, 20 million. Just tell us what the lid is so I can go to my AD and say, okay, that's what it is, and what are we doing, you know? But when you don't know where to go and what to do, you have no, you know, in the NFL, they have a salary cap, correct?
Yep.
Okay, everybody says, hey, you got this much money to spend, and you got to do the same thing. You can't have uneven. All I want to have is football that's competitive, that there's, you know, we're all playing by the same rules, okay? It's like, hey, we're playing each other, and you get 5 downs, and I only get 4 downs. That ain't fair.
It ain't fair.
We want to make the game fair, and the only way to make it fair is to make sure everybody's playing by the same rules. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot.
I don't know how I'm getting buried on Twitter. You better fix that.
I'll look into it. I'll post this clip and clarify some things. Obviously, when you say something on the podium, sometimes you don't get that follow-up, so this is what that is.
Yeah.
Pat Narduzzi, Pitt coach, 9 years. You're going into season 9 right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
As you enter season 9, one of the games that sticks out on your calendar is that one that's going to be up there at Yankee Stadium. For you, I mean, that you grow up a baseball fan, you have a baseball allegiance.
You know what? If you gave me a couple pitches underhand, I would miss.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. So, you know, my mom loves baseball. She's a Yankee fan. It's good to get up that way and play. But to be, you know, in an atmosphere like that at Yankee Stadium, we played in the Pinstripe Bowl before. Some of our New Jersey and New York guys will be, you know, just so excited to go play back in that atmosphere. But you're playing in a legendary stadium that has had legendary players there. That's a, you know, that's a unique atmosphere. And to go play a, you know, a Syracuse team that's a really good, well-coached Dino Babers team will be a lot of fun.
It's going to be fun. We'll be watching it from this end. Again, thank you for your time, Pat Narduzzi.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Head ball coach, one of the most consistent programs in the ACC. Looking forward to seeing what they do this season. All right, I finally packed my bags, get on out of here, and get back to South Florida and some more Duffy's Sports Grill. Can't wait to crunch on some chicken tenders. Can't wait to bite into one of those award-winning burgers. I mean, it's just, how else can you celebrate a great trip to Charlotte than coming back to some good food? That'll do it for us. College football season kicks off in about 30 days. Hold on to your socks, get your popcorn ready, and see how the ACC tries to make a push this year. Again, I'm Theo Dorsey from Charlotte. One last time for ACC kickoff, signing off.